Welcome everybody back to the Reflex Blues Show. I'm your host Donovan Beery, and I'm recording from day three, actually right before the closing party here, or the closing keynote at the HOW Conference in Chicago. And I have with me Nikki McDonald from Peach Pit. That is right. It's from Peach Pit
Press. Peach Pit Press.
Yeah, and how many HOWs conferences have you been to now? Like, which one is this for you?
I don't remember. Maybe seven.
So you're a true veteran then. If you have to start thinking and counting, you've been to a number of these.
There are people who have come to many more than I have, but I think I've been to at least seven.
Now, we were just talking earlier this week about you guys have a new book line that I've seen that's great, where they're like heavily illustrated. They're almost like what I wish my textbook would have been many a years ago. For things like the color theory class. What are the names of these series? How do people go find them? Because I'm not remembering off the top of my head.
Well, they're a new series of books called Design Fundamentals, and we've published Design Fundamentals, Notes on Color Theory, Design Fundamentals, Visual Elements and Composition, and coming soon this summer, or maybe late summer, is Design Fundamentals, Notes on Type, and you can find them on Amazon or any bookstore. But they're so beautiful, and they're created by this amazing team from Kane University, Rose Ganella, who is the instructor, Christopher Nevada, another instructor, and then Max Friedman, who is the most amazingly talented student I have ever come across.
And when I saw the books that Max, you know, Max had done these illustrations, and I just assumed that the guy's been illustrating for 50 years, because I was like, there's no way. And then when you told me later he's a student, it's like, why is he even going to school? Like, shouldn't he just drop out and, like, immediately, like, start his own firm or something? I mean, why would he even finish classes at this point?
I don't know, but he is graduating in 2 weeks. And if he people should check him out, because he's a genius. He's just a creative genius.
What was the idea behind these books? Because I think the thing that appealed to me is, the content's very similar to like what I would have seen in my color theory book and stuff, but just the visual presentation of it made me keep reading it, as well as it was written in like 5-page chapters, so I felt like I, you know, could keep going with it.
Well, the idea was, like, you know, I wanted to do a series on design fundamentals, and there are a million out there already, and the topic has been covered a million times over.
Oh, and it gets covered every 3 or 4 years. So it was just nice to see that even though this is the same thing, it visually just completely looked different.
Oh, so different. And I met with Rose, and she got my vision immediately. And what we wanted was, you know, if you were just to if you missed class and you borrowed, like, the coolest kid in the class's notebook, because you missed the class, you want to get their notes, this is what that would be. So the idea is to model, like, you know, everything is supposed to be just notes. So, you know, you get the information in very little bits, but with gorgeous illustrations. So it's really fun it's a fun way to tackle the fundamentals that I don't think anyone has ever done before.
No, and I look forward to seeing this fourth one. So at HOW itself, what is the thing that you've enjoyed most this year at this conference? Like, what have you seen that you're like, wow, I wish I would have seen that before?
For me, the HOW conference is always about the people. So the sessions are great, but it's what happens in between the sessions that's always the best. It's the people I've gotten to know over the years. I remember when I first came to my first HOW conference, I didn't know anybody, and I spent a lot of time wandering the city alone. And over the course of the years, I've gotten to know the presenters and the attendees, and the same people come, and it's such a great community. So for me, that's always the best part, is the conversations I have with the people I've grown to call friends over the years.
No, and it's great to see you again, Nikki, and we'll catch up with you later and check it out. Do you have people go to the Peach Pit website, or what do you recommend to find out more about your books?
Peachpit.com.
Peachpit.com, thanks. All right, and now over here, we have Cray Mitchell. Cray, you're from the Glencoe Club. What's the Glencoe Club? Is that like a Mickey Mouse Club, or is that like a real company, or is it just a pseudonym? Is it like the Art Vandelay sort of thing that you're pulling out?
No, we are actually a private sports facility in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. So we've got a 300,000 square foot facility. We've got curling, we've got tennis, we've got badminton.
Oh, I was going to ask. I was going to be like, sports facility in Canada. That doesn't sound like football, but curling. every 4 years when that Winter Olympics comes up, you guys got to be a center of the sports world, because that's amazing.
You bet we were. Actually, eight of the teams that went to Sochi this year actually trained at our facility for a little bit. So we've got a gold medal coach that taught the gold medal team, and same with the Brier.
So you're serious about your curling? This isn't like messing around. You guys are like Olympic curling at your facility.
Absolutely. We've got some of the best ice in Canada, and we're very proud of that. We've got a great team.
So what are you doing here at Howe? Shouldn't you be up in the cold or something?
I should be, but I'm nice enough to spend the time down here. I actually came down to speak at this conference. I was talking about, I did the Fisher's Guide to Building a Website, and it was front-end frameworks for web design, and that's kind of what I do at the Glencoe Club. I do the website stuff. I do social media and digital signage around.
Where do people go to get this Fisher's Guide for Building Websites? Is it a book? Is it a website? Is it an app?
It was a talk, but I do have a book in the bookstore here. It's the Fisher's Guide to the Internet, which was actually written for people that don't do this type of stuff, but work with people that do this type of stuff. So they go to the boardroom, they sit in these meetings, they don't understand what's going on or what anybody's talking about. The Fisher's Guide to the Internet will help them understand the basic concepts of internet technology, so they can at least know what's going on when they go to these type of meetings.
Yeah, you always forget that, like, we as designers need to talk in a business person's terms, but they probably also need to meet you halfway and kind of speak in your terms a little bit.
Absolutely. I think the more you know about what other people are doing, the better you can do your own job. And that's kind of always been my thoughts on everything. I try and learn the people I work with. I try and learn what they do as much as I can, so I can better do what I do, because I know what everyone else is going to be expecting based on what they're doing as well. So.
And what do you do with the Glencoe Group? Because I assume it's not just write books. I mean, other than massive amounts of curling.
Actually, I have never curled once in my life.
Whoa! Why even work at this place? Like, do you even get to like go on the courts, or how does that work?
Currently, no. The employees don't get to use the facility, but we are working on potentially allowing that. But that'll be over the next couple years, probably unfolding.
They're afraid you're going to broom too hard and ruin the ice.
That's a possibility. I've got these, you know, big long legs and these big arms. I might, you know, rush a little too hard, hurry a little too hard, I guess.
No, okay, so what do you, so how many people work at the Glencoe Group? Do you just do design for them, or?
We've got a team of four. I'm the digital communication specialist, and then I work with three other ladies. They do most of the print work. I do all the digital stuff. And we do everything we've got a downtown club and a golf club as well. And we do all the print, all the marketing, all the posters, the design, anything that you see printed around the club, from the newsletters to what's on the back at the menus at the cafe, we do all that in-house. So it's a full in-house design team.
And where do people go? You guys have a website to talk more about your club?
We've got glencoe.org and glencoegolf.org, but it is a private facility, and we do have quite a waiting list to get in, unless you're into the golfing. Our golf club does have an active open list, so if you wanted to be part of the golf club.
Well, you also got to get to Canada, even if you could get in.
Absolutely. But it's a great place to come. You know, we're right by the Rocky Mountains. We've got Banff nearby, so even if you don't want to come check out the club, come check out the Rocky Mountains, and it's definitely worth the trip.
And now that you're on the other side of the border or whatever, I don't know how the wording of that is, but what have you enjoyed most here at the Howe Conference this year? And is this your first time, or have you come on a few?
This is my second time. I went in 2013 to San Francisco as well. And in both cases, the best part of the conference outside of the speakers was the people that I met outside all the talks. The people, the creatives are absolutely amazing. And to be able to spend this much time with, you know, your people, and to be able to talk geeky all around and people understand what you're saying is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, there's something about going into a room with literally 4,000 people and knowing, like, I'm not alone. They're all like me. I don't know if this is good or bad.
Exactly. Usually, you know, you're in a very small group of people and everyone else around you is kind of looking at you like you're the weird people. Here, we're the normal people and everyone else are the weird people. So it's fantastic.
All right. Well, good to see you. Good to see you, Cray, and enjoy the rest of your stay.
Thank you very much.
A regular Howie here. We got Cammy Travis Groves. Cammy, how are you doing?
I'm doing so good, it hurts.
Now you actually have to start counting toes to figure out how many Howe conferences you've been to. I mean, you've been at...
I actually don't know how many I've been to. My first one was in 94. I've lost count.
So I'm just trying... I mean, quick math, you might have gone to more than not. I mean, because this is the 25th.
Well, I know I haven't been to 25 or even 20. I actually don't know.
Well, what's the biggest change you've seen from this year, from the past ones?
The last 2 years, they really stepped up the game and brought in some really high-caliber speakers.
I was just talking to Debbie Millman about that, because I think that was a lot of her doing, and I think she lines those up. And she, I mean, it really has made it a different conference.
Yeah, this badass. The other thing I really, really appreciate is the length of time in between sessions that allows for the magic to happen. It used to be like 5 or 10 minutes, and now it's half an hour between sessions, which is awesome.
And I think part of that is the sessions this year are all like 45 minutes. There's no like hour and a half ones, it seems.
Yeah, that helps too, definitely.
And I like it because me, I love the 45-minute thing. Hour 15 is where I start to...
Well, the human attention span, you just can't go that long and pay attention wholeheartedly for an hour and 15, yeah.
But yeah, I have noticed there's 15 minutes minimum between sessions, and most of them there's half an hour. And I guess, yeah, that has made a lot more seeing people in the hallway, being able to connect, as well as I think shortening the thing. It almost seems like they've added like a full session in per day.
It feels like it. Maybe. I don't know. I don't pay that close attention other than, damn, these speakers are good.
No, that's great. And next year we hear Atlanta. Is that correct?
Hotlanta. That's what it said in the program. I'm excited.
Yeah, and I think it was in Hotlanta maybe the year or 2 years before I started attending these. So it's been almost a decade since I think they've been there, and they finally going back to the South.
Well, that was the first year that I figured out how to network thanks to Steve Gordon, who I'm looking forward to seeing again. I really hope he can make it.
Yeah, not having Steve here the last 2 years, it's like there's an energy that's lost.
I know, right? We need our Steve back. No, I'm looking forward to going back to Atlanta. Atlanta was great.
All right, well, what are you most looking for? You hear through tomorrow. What's the big event? Now, tomorrow it's only main stage speakers I see or something. That's it.
Yeah, that whole format should be interesting. All the subjects, I heard a little or overheard a conversation I probably wasn't meant to overhear, but there's going to be some fun activities tomorrow. Little things like not just sitting listening to speakers, but other stuff.
And then they are literally ending the conference with a rock star, with Amanda Palmer is actually the keynote.
Oh, I think you got the name wrong. It's Amanda fucking Palmer.
A true rock star.
She's absolutely amazing. I cannot wait to hear her.
All right, well, we'll have to catch up with you later. Thanks, Cami.
Absolutely.
And that's it. We'll be back next year, hopefully from Hotlanta is the plan. But we'll also be back next week with the first of we recorded 6 interviews while here. I'm very excited about launching those. Stay tuned.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.